So watch us live on our Facebook page, which is Millennium Radio 92.5 FM. Look at the top stories. President Hayinde Hichilema urges public service to prioritize results over bureaucracy. Constitutional Court dismisses petition to halt ECZ delimitation exercise. 48-hour curfew imposed after attack on bar in Nigerian city.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Prisca Lomingo. President Hayinde Hichilema has called on public sector workers to focus on delivering tangible results for citizens rather than becoming overly obsessed on procedures that do not produce meaningful outcomes. Speaking during the Presidential Delivery Unit National Delivery Day, the President says government programs and policies must be judged by the impact they have on people's lives, not by how strictly processes are followed. He stressed that while procedures are important, they should be adjusted when they fail to produce the desired results. He pointed to the implementation of decentralization through the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, as an example of how government has sought to shift resources from central authorities to local authorities to ensure citizens directly feel the benefits of public spending. The head of state reminded civil servants, local authorities and public officials that their primary responsibility is to serve citizens and improve their living conditions. He stated that public officers from councils to ministers and the presidency hold office only because citizens have entrusted them with the mandate to make life better for ordinary Zambians.
People want to see results, but sometimes in the public sector we want to cherish processes more than the results. It's a state of mind. Let's focus on results, and the processes only lead us to the results. And that's why we should be able to change processes if they're not working. We should change processes if they're not working because we want results. Where I sit, things are simpler than they are made to look.
And speaking earlier, Secretary to the Cabinet, Patrick Kangwa is the civil service to strengthen accountability, coordination, and citizen-focused implementation to ensure government programs deliver meaningful results across the country. Mr. Kangwa says in a speech read on his behalf by Deputy Secretary to the Cabinet, Siazongo Sikalenge, says effective public service delivery depends on how well government institutions manage resources and work together.
Firstly, accountability. We must ensure that programs are implemented efficiently and that resources are used responsibly. Secondly, Mr. President, coordination. We need to strengthen collaboration among ministries, provinces, and agencies. The one government approach has to be observed throughout the implementation process, Mr. President. Thirdly, citizen impact. Our efforts should lead to improved livelihoods and better public services for all citizens.
Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security Jack Mwimbo has called on immigration authorities to avoid prolonged detention of illegal immigrants in correctional facilities, citing human rights concerns. Speaking during the Senior and Regional Directors of Immigration Annual Conference in Livingston, Mr. Mwimbo acknowledged operational challenges faced by immigration officers, including inadequate transport and dilapidated infrastructure, but urged them to expedite repatriation processes. The minister says government is working to address these constraints, noting that the completion of a new immigration headquarters is pending. He added that between 2023 and 2025, the government recruited and trained 714 immigration assistants, 193 border guards and 68 officers, increasing total staffing levels to 1,928. Mr. Mwimbo also disclosed that the Immigration Control Bill is awaiting presidential assent and is expected to strengthen national security while supporting economic growth.
I'm aware of the challenges you are facing regarding the repatriation of some of these immigrants, but you should always do everything possible to expedite the process to avoid loss, which is against human rights. I've taken serious note of the challenges you face regarding your operational activities. I want to assure you that government will address those problems regarding erratic and inadequate operations, because we know that these operations are costly. We also look into the problem of lack of transport, which crippled your capacity to carry out effective operations. Some of your areas of operation require special road and water transport to ensure that your officers are ahead of the criminal cartels.
Earlier, Japhet Leshomawe, Director General of the Department of Immigration, says the department is working to balance national security with economic development amid rising numbers of illegal immigrants and limited resources. Mr. Leshomawe revealed that the department recorded over 2.8 million entries and 2.6 million exits in 2025, while visa issuance rose to over 200,000 in 2025 from over 184,000 in 2024. He says over 11,000 individuals were arrested in 2025, while over 10,000 illegal immigrants were removed from the country.
In terms of persons entering and exiting the country, the department recorded 2,800,826 entries and 2,652,679 exits in 2025, compared to 2,591,404 entries and 2,458,648 exits recorded in 2024, representing increases of 8.08% and 7.31% respectively.
The Constitutional Court of Zambia has dismissed, for lack of merit, a petition seeking to stop the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ's ongoing constitutional delimitation exercise. The petition was filed by the People's Party, led by Peter Sinkamba, which argued that the exercise was being conducted in a hurry and in a breach of the Constitution. Constitutional Court Judge Kenneth Molefe, speaking on behalf of a 7-judge panel, stated that the petition was premature and therefore denied on the question of whether the delimitation exercise should lead voter registration. The court wrote that there is no legal requirement, saying the sequence, the two processes are complementary but can proceed independently. Regarding claims that Article 13 of the amended 2025 Constitution, which increased constituencies from 156 to 226, abolished existing constituencies, the court found the argument misconceived, as the article does not abolish but provides for an increase, adding that to say otherwise would mean Parliament must stand dissolved. The judges wrote that the ECZ must be allowed to continue its delimitation exercise in accordance with its constitutional mandate. Governance expert Sam Zulu has warned that the Patriotic Front continues to suffer from indiscipline and internal confusion, which he says has plagued the party both in opposition and during its time in government. Mr. Zulu noted that violence and the existence of several factions within the PF persisted from its opposition days into government and have continued after the party left power. Commenting on the recent High Court of Zambia judgment, he argued that the court could not nullify Mount Sampa's convention without also addressing the 2015 ECO convention, which he described as a sham. Mr. Zulu advised the PF to engage in negotiations with Robert Chavinga rather than resorting to insults, a practice he says the party is notorious for.
I would want to indicate that PF already have an example of the correct thing to do. And this correct thing to do is to establish negotiations with Chavinga instead of paid for salary.